Welcome to Component 4, Introduction to Information and Computer Science. This is the third lecture of Unit 9, Components and Development of Large-Scale Systems. The systems development process is a set of activities, methods, best practices, deliverables, and automated tools used by stakeholders to develop and continuously improve information systems and software. In this lecture, we will cover systems analysis, the second phase of the systems development lifecycle, or SDLC. Object-oriented analysis is another, newer way to view and model system requirements. Objects are entities that interact with other objects using messages. Messages are commands that tell objects to perform actions. We might think of an object as alive. Objects have things they know, attributes, and things they can do, behaviors or operations. The values of an object's attributes determine its state. Classes can be thought of as the blueprints for objects. A class wraps attributes, the data, and behaviors, the methods or functions, into a single distinct entity. Objects are instances of classes. Modeling a system with objects is the basis for object-oriented problem solving. Unified Modeling Language, UML, is used for modeling object-oriented systems. UML helps specify, visualize, and document models of software systems, including their structure and design. Systems analysts use these diagrams to design a solution using the UML standard diagram types, structure diagrams, behavior diagrams, and interaction diagrams. UML structure diagrams display the static structure of a system. Structure diagrams include class diagrams, which show the relationships between classes. Object diagrams show the instance of class that is created when a program runs. A composite structure diagram shows the internal structure of a class or an object, as well as the external relationships between the class's objects. A component is a code module, and deployment diagrams represent the platform of the system, the hardware, software, and middleware. Use case diagrams represent what a system does, but do not include the details of how it is done. A use case diagram includes actors, use cases, and their communications. Similar to use case diagrams, scenarios are a specific example of how a user interacts with the system. An example scenario would be what happens when a patient calls a clinic to schedule an appointment. The scenario would outline the steps taken to handle this request. The use case is a task within the system and is represented in the diagram as an oval. An actor is the person who initiates the task and is shown on the diagram as a stick figure. The line between the actor and the use case is called a communication association. Use cases document requirements for the system and are used to generate test cases for the system later. An activity diagram is just a fancy flowchart showing how activities depend on one another. Its focus is on the flow of activities involved in a single process. A state chart diagram is similar to an activity diagram, but it focuses on an object undergoing a process or on a process as an object. State machine diagrams, also called state transition diagrams, show the different states that an object can be in and the transitions between those states. They show how an entity responds to various events by changing from one state to another. Sequence diagrams illustrate how operations are carried out by exhibiting what messages are sent and when. Sequence diagrams are dynamic models of use cases, expressing the interaction among classes during a specific time period. Timing diagrams are employed to show the behaviors of one or more objects throughout a given period of time. They are often used to design embedded software, like the control software for an automobile fuel injection system. Communication or collaboration diagrams are also interaction diagrams. Conveying the same information as sequence diagrams, communication diagrams focus on object roles instead of message timings. The logical model is technology independent because it illustrates the system without regard to any possible technological solution, such as a computer system. Logical designs model business requirements that are needed to fulfill any technical solution that might be considered. Logical design is also called conceptual design or essential design. A physical model describes how the system is to be or has been implemented. Also known as a technical design or the implementation model, it represents a specific technical solution. During the system's design phase, a physical model is created of the new information system that follows from the logical model and involves operational tasks and techniques. Many analysts follow a four-model approach. They begin with a physical model of the current system and then develop a logical model of the current system before designing the logical model and then building the physical model of the new system. The main objective of the system analysis phase in the SDLC is to build a logical model of the new information system. At this point, development strategies are employed, including the evaluation of alternative solutions which, along with the requirements modeling, data and process modeling, and object modeling, leads to the preparation of the system requirements document and presentation of that system requirements document to management. The development strategies of traditional, internet, outsourcing, make or buy, and prototyping are discussed further in the next slides. Traditional systems include legacy applications and systems without a web component. The SDLC is an example of traditional systems development, as are RAD and JAD. In a traditional development environment, systems design considers compatibility issues, such as the existing hardware and software platforms and legacy requirements. Systems are designed for local and wide area company networks, LAN and WAN. Systems use internet links and resources, but web-based features are not core elements to the design. Limits and restrictions of telecommunications and/or the local network affect the scalability of the system. Applications need considerable desktop computer power and resources. Security issues are less complicated because the system operates on a private network, not the internet. Development is handled in-house, provided by outside consultants, or is an off-the-shelf software package. Wikis and learning management systems, LMS, are examples of web-based systems development. In a web-based development environment, the web is the platform instead of just a communications channel. Systems are developed and delivered in an internet-based framework like .NET. Systems are scalable. Systems run on multiple hardware environments. Large companies deploy systems as enterprise-wide software solutions for applications like order processing, materials management, and customer relationship management. Software applications are considered a service because the vendor installs, configures, and performs the maintenance. Middleware is required by the software to communicate with legacy systems and other software. Software as a service, SaaS, companies have developed fee structures based on how the application is used by customers during a specific time period. Fixed fees, subscriptions, and a usage or transaction model. SaaS solutions are designed specifically for the web environment to improve usability and manageability. An example of SaaS is an email archiving service which addresses the need for email e-discovery and was prompted by the Federal Rules of Civil Procedure, which demands that litigating entities are able to produce emails relevant to the specific case. NextGen, a healthcare information management vendor, has recently announced the availability of subscription-based SaaS versions of NextGen EHR, Electronic Health Record, and NextGen EPM, Electronic Practice Management. Web 2.0 is often described as a second generation of the web that enables people to collaborate, interact, and share information more dynamically. Interest in Web 2.0 is driven by the idea of the Internet as a platform delivering software as a continuous service to which a limitless number of users can connect. Examples of the Web 2.0 movement are MySpace, Facebook, and Wikipedia. By the way, Wikipedia is an example of a wiki, which is a web-based repository of information that anyone can access, contribute to, or modify. The term cloud computing refers to services delivered over the Internet. Here, there is a cloud of remote computers and data centers providing a total online software and data environment hosted by third parties where the user's computer does not perform processing or computer tasks. It provides access to large amounts of data storage and processing power. Major cloud service providers include Microsoft, Hewlett-Packard, IBM, Salesforce, and Amazon. Outsourcing transfers system development, operation, and/or maintenance to an external firm. The outside company provides these services for a fee on a temporary or long-term basis. In the past, IT tasks were outsourced to control costs and manage rapid technological change. Now, businesses consider it part of the complete IT plan. Application service providers, ASP, provide access to software applications for a fee. The application is fully developed and hosted by the ASP. Using an ASP means a company does not have to design, develop, implement, or maintain the service. The ASP model concentrates on providing an organization with the ability to move certain application processing duties to a third-party managed server. An Internet Service Provider, ISP, is an ASP that handles everything needed to access the Internet, hardware, software, support technicians, etc. Other examples include services for processing credit card payments and providing customer relations management, CRM. Internet Business Services, also called Managed Hosting, provide web-based support for transactions such as order processing, billing, and customer relationship management. Comcast, Xfinity, is an example of an Internet Business Service providing Internet access, Internet hosting, television, and telephone services to its customers. Offshore or global outsourcing is the practice of moving IT development, support, and operations to other countries. The main reason given for this is lower bottom-line costs. There has been a large protest by workers, customers, and shareholders in most companies, and now there is public awareness of the possible economic impact of moving jobs offshore. Other issues are project control, security, disparate cultures, and effective communication with critical functions that might be located halfway around the globe. Help desks are subject to offshore outsourcing and currently go to places like India and the Philippines. The choice between developing versus purchasing software is called a make-or-buy or build-or-buy decision. In-house software is developed by a company's IT department. A software package is obtained from a software vendor or application service provider and may be a standard commercial program or a customized package designed specifically for the purchaser by value-added resellers. The drawing on this slide represents the flow of a software development lifecycle where the make-or-buy decision is made after analysis. Developing the software in-house has several considerations. Satisfies unique business and security requirements. Minimizes changes in business procedures and policies. Meets the constraints of existing systems and existing technology. Develops internal resources and capabilities. Purchasing a software package is also beneficial. Lower costs and less time to implement. Proven reliability and performance benchmarks. Requires less technical development staff. Future upgrades are provided by the vendor. Obtain input from other companies. Customizing a software package involves the following options. Purchase of a basic package that the vendor customizes to suit your needs. Negotiate with the vendor for enhancements to meet your needs by paying for the changes they make. Purchase the package and make your own modifications. In Latin, proto means original, and typus means form or model. A prototype is a functioning but incomplete model of the system developed using rapid application development tools. It is like a working shell, good enough for testing and evaluation, but unfinished and not ready for implementation. Prototypes often evolve into the final version of the system or application. They may also include or consist of menu structures, report layouts, and message formats. Prototypes are used to gather quick feedback on usability, to enable client involvement in requirements definition, and to guide analysts and designers. Prototypes are used for both software applications and hardware designs. In both cases, a very simple basic prototype is created, which serves as a way to evaluate the design. This prototype may be modified several times as it is evaluated before it is accepted for use in the final design and development of the product.